Well, even with all those jobs being created, competition for work remains fierce. And one of the most common frustrations among job seekers is that they often don't get a reply from prospective employers, either informing them when they've missed out or offering helpful feedback for next time. Not much of that goes around. But one company in Adelaide is trying a different approach. Caroline Winter reports.
Hey, Caitlin, how are you going? Good. I'm just probably going to catch up with you in a little while and just go through these.
Nick Bevan is a land agent in Gawler, north of Adelaide. Yeah. He's part of a small team and is passionate about property.
Track them. So these are our listings for April and the sales.
Recently, Nick Bevan advertised for a new administrator to join the office. There was an overwhelming response and the task of shortlisting 50 applicants began.
There's just a massive workload involved in that, and it's trying to find out if they have the necessary skills in a very short period of time that match up with the job. Now, I've always said that the application is to get you an interview, not to get the job.
Six people were interviewed for the role, and once Nick Bevan had given the lucky candidate the good news, he took a novel approach in telling the other 49 they'd missed out.
It is a dilemma for an employer to get through all those people, particularly people who actually come into your office and given you the application. So this time, because I'm quite interested in social media and all that kind of stuff, I thought I will just do a short video and then we will text message all these people.
Hello, it's Nick here from Harper School of Sales. I just want to send you a message to say thank you very much for your application for the position of administrator at the Gawler office. Unfortunately, in this instance, you were unsuccessful, but I was very impressed with your application. So thank you very much for showing interest and good luck with the search for a new job.
His 19-second video has been viewed more than 13,000 times on LinkedIn, and it's received dozens of comments on how he handled the unsuccessful applicants. Among them is Sydney man Philip Haddad.
Well, I was really impressed with the fact that Nick took the time to have a conversation with the unsuccessful candidate. But as you can see from the responses, it had a profound effect, and good on him for doing it.
Philip Haddad was made redundant in June last year. The supply chain operations executive has applied for 47 jobs in the past 10 months. He says he's received a thanks, no thanks letter from seven, and only one recruiter gave him feedback as to why he didn't get the job and what the opportunities might be going forward.
For me, it would help me understand if I was getting closer to the objective. It feels like a black hole out there. And so having someone encourage you to keep going makes a huge difference and maybe gets you closer to that very small pinprick of light that you're chasing out there in the employment space.
But rejection or continually hearing nothing from would-be employers can be detrimental for job seekers. Catherine McEwen is an organisational psychologist.
It can be quite distressing because what you're doing is you're putting in multiple applications and not actually receiving anything back. I mean, sometimes you don't even know whether it got to where you think it would be because you're getting no information at all. So it becomes very discouraging, I think.
Catherine McEwen says with the rapid rise in automated recruitment platforms and artificial intelligence screening applications, the personal nature of job hunting has changed dramatically, and that's making it a far different prospect for job seekers and employers.
One of the fallouts of not actually acknowledging is that people become less inclined to personalise their CV and less inclined to write things that actually are going to be useful for the employer. So they just send them off, you know, 30, 40, all exactly the same. So at the other end, it creates issues as well because things aren't tailored.
She says feedback is crucial and many need to know why they didn't get a look in. And with the jobless rate on the rise, perhaps Nick Bevan's approach is one that other employers should consider.
I think there's an underlying feeling that we still need to be human beings, to be quite honest. And really, it doesn't actually take that long to do. So, you know, maybe some other people will pick that up and use something a bit more personable to, you know, communicate with these people who have applied for jobs in their businesses.
Real estate employer Nick Bevan, Caroline Winter with that report.